Happiness is an emotion that is not easily found these days. Wherever we look, we find stories filled with loss, despair, and defeat. Whether it is the rise in COVID cases or the rising tension in the Middle East, the world is in depression, and we, the people living in it, are suffering alongside her. Hello, listeners. In this week's podcast, we'll discuss the ways you can stay happy when the world around us is filled with sadness and hopelessness. According to a poll, around 87% of people are unhappy with their jobs, and 50% of marriages are ending in divorce. On top of that, the news that can't seem to stop pouring out of our TV sets is overflowing with talks of wars and deaths. So instead of bottling up your emotions through the negative, let all your feelings flow through. The best part is that our emotions are ranged from anger to joy and many more in between. So letting out those emotions is a perfect way to de-stress. For instance, anger is a strong emotion as it makes us act and spurs us into doing something productive. The other point I want to touch base is journalism. Journalism nowadays, I would say, is on life support. Instead of being an objective voice of people, it has become a source of TRP and attention. Every news on the TV and newspaper is like a train wreck that people just can't stop staring at. The world is reporting more cases of violence, poverty, death, and destruction. Before we lose all faith in humanity, I would suggest subscribing to a few news channels and tune into some happy news once in a while. The condition of the world is quite stressful, right? I would say take a break and go off grid. Social media has become a nuisance these days. It is fast becoming the only source of news, real and fake. And it's getting difficult to filter the real from fake every time I go online. Taking a good break from social media can help you feel more positive and focused on the little things around you than the magnitude of the world's negativity. You know, when I'm feeling a little stressed out by the news and negativity, I like to bake. The process of baking something is so meticulous that makes me forget the things and just focus on the task at hand. The other thing I would recommend is talking to your friends. Hanging out with your friends and family is more likely to result in happiness than spending time alone or online. Like I said before, the world is more concerned about the violence and death in it, and being alone, pondering about the situations will not help. Connecting with others is a way of finding support and happiness in the middle of the rising despair and anxiety worldwide. See, we all are, metaphorically, on the same ship, sailing in the middle of nowhere. Feeling emotions is healthy, and letting those emotions out in the open can help you feel better. Search out some happy news and take small breaks. Go out, sit in your garden or balcony, take in the birds tweeting and the changing colors of the leaves, and just breathe. Spend some time with your friends and family, cuddle with your pet, listen to your favorite music or an audiobook, or curl up in your favorite spot with a good book to read. Unwind in your own way. While this year may look and feel like a chapter from a dystopian novel, remember that there is still a chance of a happy ending. Enjoy the small things in your life and do the things that make you happy. Until next time, stay happy, stay safe, stay home. Much love to you.